This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with something of a corporate conundrum prompted by this item. L'Oreal Paris, that is the Paris brand of the much larger overall L'Oreal parent company, now has a female president for the first time. The conundrum is that you'd think the beauty industry would be one part of the economy where women would soon be running out of those kinds of firsts. In reality, no. Beauty does have better representation of women in leadership roles than other industries, but men still dominate the C-suite and the boardroom, at least at the biggest companies, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
A full face day for your typical woman might involve a sunscreen, maybe two tinted moisturizers or foundations she blends together, an eyeshadow, an eyeliner, bronzer, blush, lip gloss, mascara. I could go on. Whether there's a woman at the helm of the companies that make those products often depends on the size of the brand. Iris Kuo is the CEO of Ledbetter, which compiles data on women in leadership at major consumer companies.
Personal care performed the highest in terms of board representation at 34% female.
That's actually better than any other industry.
And then they were among the top performers on executive team representation at 24% female.
Still, for an industry that sells primarily to women, Kuo says those numbers aren't all that great. Linda Bolton-Weiser covers the beauty industry for D.A. Davidson. She says when it comes to smaller private companies like Glossier, Josie Moran, Thrive Cosmetics,
you'd be amazed at how prevalent it is for women to be CEOs and founders of these beauty companies. It's very common, more so than in other industries.
Female founders can be a draw for consumers, says Lauren Goodsit, a beauty analyst at Mintel.
That's almost a piece of the marketing technique, is to really talk through the brand founder, why they created this brand. It makes the brands a bit more personal and gives the consumers that extra benefit.
A benefit Goodsit thinks has caught the attention and interest of bigger brands. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.